Welcome. Today I have the great honor of doing an interview with Pavel. Prior to his job as ATA Project Director, he worked for the Atlantic Council of Canada, now known as the NATO Association of Canada, here in Toronto, Ontario. As ATA Director, he contributed to projects such as the ATA General Assemblies in Ottawa and Berlin, as well as the Young Atlanticist Summit in Bucharest, and more recently to the Yara Energy Conference in The Hague. In his capacity as project director, he was involved in planning and organizing the annual ATA General Assemblies and all other major Yara conferences. In 2008, he was named to the Yara Executive Board. Pavel previously worked together with the ATA NATO Study Group on NATO's new strategic concept. Pavel was born in Warsaw, Poland, but he grew up in Toronto, Canada, where he attended university. He holds a master's degree in European Studies from the Center for European, Russian, and Eurasian Studies at the University of Toronto, and an honors bachelor's degree in History and Criminology from St. Michael's College at the University of Toronto. He also studied at the Central European University in Budapest in the fall of 2005. Pavel speaks fluent English and Polish, and his interests include sports, history, dogs, and travel. He has been generous enough to help us out with our upcoming ATA General Assembly scheduled to take place on October 11th and 12th here at the Weston Harbor Castle. Pavel, I'd like to start off by taking the time to thank you for doing this interview and for agreeing to help us out here at the NATO Association of Canada.
Magdalena, thank you for having me, and I'd love to answer any questions and go back into, let's say, my past with the ATA and the Atlantic Council in Canada. Just talking about my experiences.
Absolutely, Pavel. Yeah, and I do want to mention to all of the listeners tuning in today that Pavel was a former intern here at the NATO Association of Canada a number of years ago. Our association was known as the Atlantic Council of Canada. So can you tell us more about that experience and what it was like interning for the Atlantic Council of Canada?
It was actually the way I got started, really, and it's the work that I ended up doing later on. After graduating from the University of Toronto, from the Monk Center and the CERES program, which is the Center for European, Russian, and Eurasian Studies, I wanted to continue working or find employment in the international field, perhaps maybe even in Europe. And this was honestly a great start. I was able to, first of all, get some work experience in a very much international field. I started off as a volunteer, helping out with various projects that the council was dealing with at the time, including a golf tournament that we held, which was a charity type event. And later on, becoming an intern, and of course, that led to my move to Brussels, and subsequent deployments at the ATA office for the next couple of years. But definitely the experience with the council was a great way to start after graduation, whereas we know that looking for employment of any type can be quite difficult for young graduates. This was definitely a way to get started and to gain that experience, that magical few years experience that everybody's looking for. This was definitely the way to go. So I would recommend it to anyone.
I want to mention that over the past year, I've had an opportunity to work here at the NATO Association of Canada as an intern. I started out as the program editor of Global Horizons, and that took place in 2015 of August. And over 8 months, I had many opportunities to do interviews with diplomats, delegates, government officials, academics, students, and just influential members of the community. And then following those 8 months, I then became Canada's NATO podcast contributor outreach coordinator and project coordinator of the upcoming ATA General Assembly. And I can say that I'm very thankful to the NATO Association of Canada. I'm very thankful to Julie Lindhout, who's the president here at the NATO Association of Canada, and Robert Baines, our corporate development officer, for providing all of the interns with an opportunity to not only engage with members of our community, but also to be involved in various conferences, events, roundtables, and just to be a part of that community. I think that as an intern, you have the chance to network. You have the chance to build a network, a solid network. And that's something that I'm very proud and feel thankful to have been able to have been a part of. Now, with that being said, as you mentioned, after you served as an intern at the Atlantic Council of Canada, you then moved to do some work as a project coordinator for the Atlantic Treaty Association. So what was that experience like, and what would you say were some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with being a project director for the ATA?
After completing my internship here in Toronto, I took advantage of a program that was offered at the time, which was a collaboration between the ATA and the Council here in Toronto, which saw Canadian interns have the opportunity to go over to Brussels and work at the office, which I did, and I became, a liaison of some sort, you could call it, between the Council and the ATA, as the Council was hosting the GA that year in 2007 in Ottawa. So it was a great opportunity to not only meet members of the European chapters, but also coordinate the logistics and just a project from Europe, bringing people over to Canada for the GA that fall. Reason why I'd embarked on this, let's say, adventure, you could say. After graduating, like I mentioned, I wanted to get into international work, be it developments, be it work with the EU or NATO. This was a perfect opportunity. It was not only a short-term, let's say, exchange program, which I took advantage of, but also at starting in January, I took over the office as the acting office manager. As one of the people at the office in Brussels was leaving for a period of time, Charlotte Peters, and I took over the duties as coordinator and office manager. Challenging, yes, it was. It's a great experience because it was a city that I had never lived in prior. It gave me an opportunity to really get international experience, but also just work experience, which was very important, to learn a bit of French or improve my French, but also work with many of the chapters in Europe closely, various projects. Obviously, being on the ground in Europe, we did projects in Germany and the Netherlands. Some chapters would come over to Brussels and actually put on, small conferences or events in Brussels, obviously with the help of the ATA office. So overall, it was a great first-hand experience and a challenging endeavor.
Pavo, and I want to mention that as the ATA director, you contributed, as you mentioned, to projects such as the ATA General Assemblies in Ottawa and Berlin, as well as the Young Atlanticist Summit in Bucharest. And more recently, you also were involved in the Yara Energy Conference, which took place in Hague. So with your experience and your expertise, Pava, what is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps interested in working on projects similar to the ones that you have worked on?
Definitely it was a lot of fun. Not only was it challenging, but I have to say it was a lot of fun because of the fact that all of these events included people from pretty much all over the world. Often we collaborated with not only ATA chapters or councils, but also other outside organizations, which be it from the U.S. Or from Eurasia. So great experience, meeting a lot of people, having the chance to work with experts, up-and-coming young professionals, future leaders. That was one of the perks of the job, you could say, is actually meeting people my age that would perhaps in the future be the decision makers. It's getting a chance to work with experts from the ATA world, from the ATA chapters, from the ATA councils and associations. As far as the experience and how to sort of, what can I tell others if they're looking into, say, doing something similar? I mean, it's actually quite interesting because my background is in European studies, say more history and political science. I don't have a degree in communications. I don't have a degree in, let's say, project management of any sorts. But at the same time, I realized very early on that I enjoyed working with people and I enjoyed working on projects such as these, the logistics, just the organizational part of it. And very quickly, it became less of a academic, let's say something less academic, and more simply working as a project manager. Again, handling, like yourself, handling the logistics, organizing, working with various actors in other countries, the embassies, government agencies, ministries, just that aspect of the work. That was what really I found interesting. Myself, personally, which eventually, as my career progressed and I moved on from the ETA, actually continued on that path. I continued working in communications and project management. So it was definitely something that allowed me to almost find myself. It may sound a bit of like a cliche, but it was true. The education allowed me to sort of I was interested because of my educational background. I was interested in the topic and what we did. And, of course, the international work, Canada's involvement on the international scene, what NATO was involved in. That was one part of it. But the actual hands-on experience really led to start of a career. And that's what I really took away from my time at TETA and all these projects. As far as the individual projects, they all varied. Obviously, as far as size and scope, the Young Atlanticist projects that we did, I actually had a chance to work on three, which, like you mentioned, I started in Bucharest. And that was, I would say, a memorable experience with sleepless nights, meetings, speaking openly with world leaders. I mean, it was an absolute first-class experience. And then we did something very similar in Strasbourg, which was, I believe, a year or 2 years later. And my last actual official event major event that I was involved in as an organizer, I came on as a consultant for the Lisbon Young Atlanticist project. And again, not only did I get a chance to see all three wonderful cities and explore culture and architecture, but also, again, it's in Bucharest, we had a chance to hear President Bush speak.
Wow.
And actually meet President Bush very briefly. While in Strasbourg, Cologne, we actually had a chance to hear President Obama speak. So again, all of these events, they varied, but quite interesting. As far as the GAs, it was a chance to meet, again, a lot of the young participants, especially IATA members. So this was a chance to bring on people like myself, who are just starting out very often, some still in school, some starting out their careers. But again, it was that idea of building this future network, building this network of young professionals, future decision makers. It was an absolute joy to actually be able to bring them all together, fly them in to various places. Like, for example, we did GA in Kiev, obviously Ottawa, which I've mentioned. Mm-hmm. And the energy conference was something that we, of course, not all the projects were collaborations on a large scale. Some were more bilateral, so we cooperated with various chapters or councils or associations throughout the ATA world. This was cooperation with the Dutch Association. It's sort of a bilateral project between the ATA office in Brussels and the Dutch Association. Had a chance to meet some politicians, former ministers, experts. Again, it was more of a specific topic, energy, so a bit different than the other events. But of course, as always, brought together numerous experts, young people together, and of course, a great conference over 3 or 4 days, whatever it was. So all of them a bit different, but definitely memorable, a memorable periods in my young career and my time at the ATA in Brussels.